anytime we have a aircraft malfunction and we lose that aircraft, there will be a complete investigation conducted. So I'm not prepared to talk about what that investigation may or may not reveal. I will say that the recovery mission, from my perspective, was executed as I would have expected to be, given the circumstances.
You can't even say if you opened fire?
What I'm going to say is that we are doing an investigation. We are only hours away from having that incident occur. We have we're in the middle of a major operation out here. This investigation will take time, and it will be looked at very carefully, I'm sure, by the opponents as we go forward.
U.S. military officials said today that a two-day assault on Libyan air defenses has been largely successful. That's made it safer for coalition pilots to patrol the skies, particularly in the Benghazi area, and the scope of U.S. and coalition military attacks on Libya is narrowing. International reaction to the U.S.-led attack is varied. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the international campaign to enforce a no-fly zone over Libya must continue until Gaddafi stops military action against his own people. Spain's parliament has overwhelmingly approved the prime minister's decision to take part in the U.S.-led no-fly zone. France has proposed that a new political steering committee outside NATO be responsible for overseeing military operations over Libya, and China has called for an immediate ceasefire. U.S. Navy Admiral Samuel Locklear told Pentagon reporters that civilians were under attack by Libyan government forces in the third largest city, Misrata.
On March 18th, the coalition forces began a graduated sequence campaign against the government of Libya to establish a no-fly zone in order to protect innocent civilians. Following initial operations in Benghazi by our French partners, United Kingdom and U.S. cruise missile attacks accompanied by significant coalition airstrikes rendered Gaddafi's long-range air defenses and his air force largely ineffective, thus enabling the coalition to establish a no-fly zone and opening the door for international and non-governmental organization humanitarian assistance efforts. We continue to expand the effectiveness of our coalition no-fly zone and our other coalition capabilities. It's my judgment, however, that despite our successes to date, that Gaddafi and his forces are not yet in compliance with the United Nations Security Council resolution due to the continued aggressive actions his forces are taking against the civilian population of Libya.